Do you blow and suck?
You're supposed to.
Okay.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Books and Betches.
Isolate that.
Not to be confused with Books and
Night.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Erica.
Maria, thank you so much for being here on another episode of what is usually a book podcast. Though this week,
we're doing
our movie episode.
I like movie.
Three books in a movie. This batch, we talked a lot about historical romance. And Erica, I think this was your idea. You came
instead of doing like a period piece, we wanted to do something that was
a little more
Knights of the Round, like a medieval
King Arthur type of
genre. And what better than a knight's tale with Heath Ledger?
Heath.
So heartthrob Heath.
I have never seen this movie.
I don't know how because it's like always on.
Really?
It's always on TBS.
So no, TBS for me, I always put it on when it was 50 First Dates. That's what I watched over. I don't have cable either.
Like I don't either. But
back in the day when we had cable.
I guess that was like high school.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wrote notes this time. Normally Mike writes the notes. Kristen's husband. But I don't know what took me over. I was like, I want to write notes too.
We don't usually do a 30-second with this.
We do.
It depends on the movie.
We go back and forth on this. I think we do now.
I don't think we do.
Yes, we do.
No.
That's how we get the story out.
You know what we do? Argue about it.
But that's how we get the story out and we can move on.
You want me to do it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. No, I... You want me to fucking do it?
No, I just think that's I kind of do want to do it. Now that you're being a little bitch about it, I want you to do the 60-second. Good. William. Maybe. Okay, so did you rewatch this recently?
Not the beginning of it. I watched the end of it.
Why?
Because she's Erica.
I tuned into it late.
Was it actually on last night?
Was it on TBS that you were watching?
Yeah.
You have cable?
Yeah, I have DirecTV.
I have so many questions. Cable. It just happened to be on while we were all talking about it and had to watch it.
Interesting.
No, it was on the channel at one point this week. It was not on last night.
I feel like you're lying.
I'm she's lying to our face.
I'm look
not
at her,
lying.
Dude. She's lying.
Not lying.
Right to her fucking face.
To my face.
I read the Duke last night. I read
last night.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Well, we already determined that she read 40% of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Not all of it last night. Like the last night.
Yeah, we know.
I remember the
closet one was the day before. And then.
The closet?
What was that? Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday, I watched the last half of Night's Tale.
Okay.
Sure, Erica.
All right. I believe her. Listen, get over it.
Divine Rivals was a month ago.
Okay.
All right.
So you rewatched it kind of.
Enough.
Okay, so you're going to do the 60-second then. Yeah. If you're new to this podcast, we attempt to do this thing where we explain an entire plot summary of a book or a movie. See, I've done this before. In 60 seconds or less. This week, Erica's going to do A Knight's Tale. I don't know who directed it. Do we ever call that out? No.
No, but the director is the writer and the producer, which I thought was a really cool credit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Who is he?
I didn't write down a name.
We're so bad at this. Why do we have a podcast?
Why? Honestly... I know we
need like one person here in the corner, like doing research.
Brian Helgeland.
Brian what?
Hedgeland.
Do we do that? Hedgeland. Do we do the thing that like other podcasts do where it, like one person that like not one of us, but it's a somebody is over there on a
who
computer,
knows everything
and it like cuts to them randomly to be like
H3
fact checked and then like
one of H3?
Kind of. Yeah. Or like literally any of them.
Okay.
Do we need to hire somebody to do that? We won't pay you.
Mike.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Oh, why not?
All right. The entire plot summary of A Knight's Tale in 60 seconds left. Erica, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Heath Ledger, his name's William. He's a squire or something for like a knight, and the knight accidentally dies, and he basically takes on the knight's like uniform and like pretends that he is this knight, and he meets a fucking princess or whatever, I don't know what she is, and he falls in love with her because she's so beautiful, and he enters into like a knight's tournament basically, which is like a bunch of like fucking games, medieval games, and to win her hand, and like it's that whole like medieval like fucking scenario. And obviously there's like a bad knight that tries to like fucking fight dirty and win her hand instead. He's got like found family kind of people around him that are trying to like get him ready for like all of these things that he's absolutely wildly unprepared for. And it's very funny. There's like some side plot storylines with the other characters, and he ends up winning her hand, and they live happily ever after.
Very good.
Best 6 seconds you've ever done in your life.
Ever. So you have seen this a lot of times.
I believe her now. So she's seen it.
How many times would you say you've seen this movie?
She exaggerates saying 400. I don't believe 400.
Probably 20.
Okay. That's believable.
It's like me in 51st Dates.
20 times.
51st Dates is one
it's
of my
like
favorites
one of those. It's one of my like comfort movies. Like, same. I think it's like a good movie. I love Heath Ledger. He's so fucking sexy in it. I think Jocelyn is super fucking hot in this movie too. Like the girl. I know you guys didn't fucking like her. I think she's mad cute. And
she's pretty. Didn't like her character.
I think his jester guy is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I love him. Freaking love Jeff.
Yeah. I love what's his face, Ron,
Roland, and Matt.
Like
Watt. Not sorry. Yeah, Watt. Yeah.
What was his character in Game of Thrones?
Robert Baratheon.
Yeah. So the guy who plays Robert Baratheon, who I love. I didn't know you knew about Still Standing. I thought that was a real deep cut.
I love Still Standing.
I love
that was Jamie. On ABC Family.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But that guy, he's like one of my favorite actors. So couldn't even tell you his name.
Yeah. It's so fucking good. I mean, like. The found family, the like premise, it's light, it's airy, it's medieval, it's period, it's like really simple plot.
But medieval in the way that's it's interesting. It's like
campy a little
bit. It's campy, but it relies on modern things to keep it going, which helps it so much. I wrote down that I feel like if Princess Bride was created today or in the time period this movie came out, it would have been done in the same way.
2000 movies like that. Let's say 90. Let's say 95 to 2005 is the best stretch of movies. Aside from the 80s.
Yeah, I can get with that.
Some of my favorite films came out in the 80s. Yeah.
And like this stretch of like 10 years are like some of the best.
You're absolutely right.
Fucking
like
movies.
The movies we're in right now are just fucking trash. Terrible. There's like a few terrible. Good ones, but
from you were saying 95, and they're all the same. 2006, 2007 for me are my favorite films of all
light.
Time.
It was light. It was lighthearted. They weren't trying to be what they weren't. And I really like that. But for this movie, I love that it started out with like the knight
already
dying.
Being dead.
And
it's like kind
already
of like
dead.
A funny like
yeah, that
scenario.
Was the tone that it set right away. I was like, okay, this is a funny movie. And then when Chaucer shows up, I had messaged
Which
the group.
Which I didn't know he was a real person.
Yes, I did a whole college course on Geoffrey Chaucer and all of his like his writing. And I had to read some of his works. That shit, you want to talk about hard to read.
Really?
And so, oh, yeah. It's like, it's I think the 1800s maybe. I should probably look that up when he was around. I should know this because I
did a whole course on it.
It's the 1400s, not the 1800s. That's
got it.
That's my bad. But I always like, the medieval time is like my favorite. It really is. Like I love the idea of knights and stuff. So the second
I think
you
it's
said
a
that,
fun interesting because you hate royalty but you like knights.
Yep.
1000%. I think it's a fun time period for film and like TV.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's
well, that's the
like,
thing. I don't know
of,
if I
like,
could read about it.
Yeah, that's, I don't. I again, like, I think it's like one of those things where like there's a lot going on. It's like a whole different like world that you're kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really learn a lot about the medieval times.
No.
I find
because
in
it's
history.
British mostly.
Yeah.
We don't have medieval times here in the States.
Like we learn a lot of U.S. history.
We weren't colonized yet.
Well, did he have a British accent in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pick on. I didn't even notice.
But like I find that like I learned a lot of U.S. history and not a lot of world history.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
1000%. You find that in any country. Most countries that you're not from, they have their own history of their own.
There's you ever see the videos online where it's like you didn't probably know about this piece of U.S. history, and I'm like, no, I fucking learned about that.
Yeah,
a lot of them are like, state did you come
that also
from?
Happens in movies. Like, I bet you didn't see this twist in this film, and it's the most obscure thing. You're like, yeah, we all saw that. Yeah. I don't know if you didn't see it, but we all did.
Exactly. But A Knight's Tale, I loved the adventure side of it too, where, you know, at first they won the money and they were like, okay, we're done. We don't want to do this anymore. But Heath Ledger's character convinces them. And then like Chaucer just randomly shows up naked and is like, I can make you a nobleman, and like has this whole scheme. And this, I almost brought this up in one of the episodes that we recorded today, but the gambling side of things.
Mm. Yeah.
So he was a huge gambler. So clearly the gambling thing has been around forever, and you're like, what could they have possibly been gambling on?
But I don't even know he was gambling. Oh, he was gambling on the games, right?
The jousting. The whole movie is about jousting.
Like, where are the games?
I was calling this is the ultimate medieval sports movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it was fucking awesome.
The jousting, like, was the jousting so well done.
Was so fucking.
I did awesome. Right. I wrote
down, like, the stunt doubles must have been
unbelievably good.
Perfect time to have a stunt double when everything is covered,
right? But you could tell the ones where Heath Ledger's stunt double, because that's not Heath's size.
Yeah,
I know Heath's size.
The filming was really well done though. I liked some it of a the slow mo and stuff was actually
it was
good.
It was like cool, campy.
Yeah. I
you
agree.
Know what I mean? Like
the new music.
So the modern music was great. It reminded me of like Ella Enchanted.
I thought it was really
the
well
first
done.
Time the modern music came up, it threw me for a loop.
Queen?
No, not even Queen. That one was fine because it had like that vibe.
Yeah.
It was the next song right after that. Which song was that? I forget. When they were training.
Back in town? Oh,
no, when they were training.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen this movie.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've heard of
and
it.
And Heath is so sexy. This is like.
You could
top
end
tier.
That sentence there.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Heath is so sexy, period.
I can't even picture another human in this role because he's so perfect.
I can. Orlando Bloom or...
No,
I definitely can.
I don't like blondes.
Sexy dude.
I don't like blondes. He's the only blonde I like.
He is like that bleach like blonde Jamie with like the dark eyes and his smile.
I'm so sad.
I like Jamie
He's
Lannister.
My male equivalent to Brittany Murphy. Like, I'm sad that he's
You
gone.
Know what I thought about, too, is, like, why don't I picture Heath in more of my romance novels?
I don't know. Because
you... everything down our throats is fucking Henry Cavill.
It's because you're anti-blonde.
No, I know. I am. But that's what I'm saying.
Most of our guys
are, like,
dark-haired.
But I'm like, let me just picture him because that's perfect. Like, he's the perfect specimen.
How did we feel about Watt? What a name.
What? Who is what?
The guy who's the voice of Clayface on the Harley Quinn show.
Who did he play? Which one was Watt?
He played Watt. He played the one that was like...
I loved him.
He was so good. I love him.
Where they're like, be nice to him.
I'm going
to... Pain. Yeah. You'll feel pain.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah, he was one of my faves. Very redheaded.
Very. In this film, very redheaded.
Yeah.
And I love the guy that's the bad guy.
Oh,
he's hot too.
He's always a bad guy.
He's always a bad guy.
Who is? What is he like in recently?
I feel like he was in something recently.
I wonder if he was in like Sonic or something. I don't even know.
Sweeney Todd.
No, Sonic was Jim Carrey.
No, I know that, but there was another character that
he was Sweeney Todd.
Oh, fuck. He was in something recently that I saw. I swear, but I don't know what. I think he's hot.
Hercules?
Yes.
I think it's his eyes.
There. Yes.
Oh my God. Piercing.
Yeah, he has that, like, Ian Somerhalder thing with dark hair and super bright eyes.
I love that.
He is pretty sexy too.
Yeah.
His character was great.
I think he plays such a good villain though.
I think he's aged really well. We have to talk about the love story because that's what it was kind of all about.
Oh my God.
I felt zero connection.
Horrendous. Which I think is almost better. Like I'm almost
the whole
love
time,
that it's
I was
bad.
Like, I want you to get with the blacksmith girl.
There was more connection within with 5 seconds on that screen with them two than the entire movie.
Hated Jocelyn.
But that was the beauty of movies in the 2000s. It was so shallow.
Everything was so shallow.
And like that like She's All That, like all of those types of like rom-com.
But if you think about Princess Bride,
so shallow.
That was not same time.
Yeah, but
that
still
was not the same.
This
time.
Is same vibe time
no,
though.
But it's not
but
the
better.
Same time.
So,
yeah. Talking
so
about
here's what I think:
those early 2000 movies.
Here's
where I think
you went wrong.
Super shallow.
It started off with that vibe of Buttercup and Wesley, right? Where she's insufferable and she's like, "Do this."
You're right.
Right. Right. But she turns.
Yeah.
This girl doesn't.
Jocelyn never
There's
changed.
Like a real connection.
Jocelyn is insufferable from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, there's nothing I liked about her.
I couldn't stand
her. And then she was like, choose me over winning, even though you're poor and you need winning to survive.
And then when he's losing, okay, pick me. Come and tell you, start winning. Mm-hmm. If you love her, you'll win now.
But
like,
I thought
what?
It was so, like, I think it's like
she
funny.
She's an example that everybody talks about on TikTok where like, you're too privileged to be saying like,
but
that's her.
But that's what I'm saying. Like this generation could not be happy with this. Like they would be like, you should be with like one of
the
these
blacksmith.
Yeah, like, or no, they would probably be like, you should be with the bad guy. Like,
yeah,
like,
true.
Honestly, I would have chosen Count Adhemar at that point.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just I don't know. I think that the shallowness of it is like kind of it reflects in the movie. Like, it's just like that, like, light, happy for now type of.
Yeah, I think on his level it did, because he was like afterwards like, yeah, I hate her right now.
Right.
I love her, but I hate her right now. He made it funny. But every time I just went to her by herself trying to like act as if she's our main female main character. I'm like,
even his
I
character
can't.
Didn't have like a ton of depth in my opinion. Oh, okay, good.
No, he was surface level.
I'm glad we all agree. Was,
they're just two fucking hot people.
Okay.
The deepest he went was, I did this for my father.
Okay,
change my stars.
Great. I'm glad that we're on the same page. I
wasn't
sure if I was
kind of cute, but
yeah, super sweet.
I wasn't sure if I was missing something or if
I just
like
to me, this is like
it's just a fun movie.
This is just like quintessential fun, happy, like feel good movie, really cute, nothing too deep.
It's like Shrek vibes.
Yeah, yes. Like you don't have
I wrote
to,
that too.
Really?
I was like, I love the opening with Queen. Not all period films can do this, but the ones that have do it really well reminds me of El Enchanted and Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek definitely was a big one that I kept thinking of, especially every time we got the modern music.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
Somebody recently did a TikTok where they were like, somebody had talked about how music is dead now, like the rock side of things. They're like, no,
incorrect.
The reason that it's not as popular is because 2000s rom-coms are dead. And think about it. Some of those rom-coms gave us the best music,
yeah.
Like Smash Mouth,
yeah.
And like some of the Green Day songs.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why we're not hearing any
music. I think someone posted like, where are my white like punk rock kids? Like, where is Green Day?
There's not any movies
Panic
for them to make music
entirely.
For.
Like, Panic just goes not the same as it used to be.
Yeah. It's just because
it's
those.
It's sad. That
it is sad.
Is like. Movie making has turned into like blockbuster or nothing.
Blockbuster
and it's like,
or bust.
Blockbuster
or
just
or bust, repeating
yeah.
IP. Just like
block
take the same
bust.
Thing and regurgitate
yeah,
it over and over again.
Redo it, whatever.
A lot
and it's
of
like
that.
They're not doing these small movies that make small amounts and it's
no.
just sad.
It all have to
but,
have depth.
However, Taylor Swift with what she did, it could potentially be changing the game of how we
how would that
how
change
we get movies.
The game
because
she skipped the middleman.
She skipped
know,
the middleman.
Yeah.
So what Taylor Swift did is what typically happens is you sell the movie to a studio. The studio does all the marketing, does all the other
distribution
stuff,
rights.
And they distribute. They distribute to all of the theaters. And what Taylor did was like they tried to broker a deal with them, and they wanted to take more than she was willing to give. And she was like, I don't fucking need you. I can just distribute this myself.
Why didn't anybody else think of this? Is it just because she
it's
has so much
she
money?
Has
she
money
has
to
the
do
money.
It.
So that's the difference.
She doesn't need most people need funding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like these directors need fund or producers, like they need funding from a studio or the studio, like help them make it in general.
Right.
Yeah.
She had her own production company make this. And then she
so
was
how
like,
realistic
why the fuck do I
it,
need
though?
Somebody to distribute it?
Yeah.
If you are self-funded and you're an indie studio that's self-funding your own projects, you could be like, fuck selling it to a studio.
Yeah, but that's hard to do.
But then it depends. Taylor
Swift
can market herself. She is what
yeah.
she's selling.
I know, but
not
you,
all films is going to have that.
No. That is true. But if you have... You're going to have
everything
people who are, like, it's going
to
change the way people potentially sell to distributors.
I understand that. I think if, like, let's say Nolan tomorrow can be like, oh, I'm going to write a new film. I don't want to deal with a studio.
I don't want to deal with a studio.
If you're big enough,
you have the potential to be able to, a Wes Anderson, you know what I mean? Like an M. Night Shyamalan. Like, mm-hmm. there is mm-hmm. a potential for some of these larger and more, like, decorated directors and producers to be able to sell directly to distributors and change and cutting out the studios. I personally think it's the best thing that we could do. I hate middlemen in any of the fucking industries. Yeah. I hate the middlemen in the pharmaceutical industry. I hate the middlemen in politics. I hate the middlemen in fucking the lobbyists. Like, I hate everybody.
I
think middlemen is like
out for themselves.
Part of the problem with American society and like corporate greed.
Well, I think crowdfunding will probably become more prominent than if we start to see that more, because people are going to be asking for more.
You're going to see, like, Taylor Swift is art is posed right now to make more money than what's the top grossing movie right now?
Barbie.
Really? For a concert movie? That's people are going wild. Often. I saw it.
I think Beyonce is also going to do her film soon.
Oh, she nice.
If I can do the same thing, I would go to see a Beyonce.
I could be wrong if Beyonce's
I thought I was getting
Renaissance
hate
tour
it.
Isn't going to be on.
I think that
I was like, I can't just watch people sing for 3 hours.
It was awesome. I've watched concert films before.
Awesome.
They're fun.
Really
I have good camera angles.
Yeah.
What she's done is, I think a ton of artists are going to do it.
They've oh,
done
for
it,
sure.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
for
no,
sure.
But not to like
a major movie theaters.
Major
no.
Movie
yeah.
Release.
No.
They do it like WWE did. Or like they filmed like the Rolling Stones pay per view.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I know like Ariana Grande had hers.
Mm-hmm.
Justin for Bieber. The Thank You Next tour. Justin had his. I think Justin's went out in theaters too.
It was in theaters.
Yeah. So it's, she's
went
not
to
the
his.
First time. To
and
do
Michael
it.
Jackson had a big one.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's not the
dead,
first.
But
I think right now we're just in the Swift
no,
phenomenon.
But the, no, yeah. The problem is that people
they didn't
weren't
do
able
it the
to
way.
Get tickets.
And but they didn't do it the way that she did it. That's right. The difference. Right. But I don't know.
So. I think the movie industry, I mean, we're seeing a huge, like, we're seeing a lot of changes across the board when it comes to, like, AI and, like,
dude, everything's
how
changing.
Things are changing so rapidly.
It's a scary
I'm here,
world.
I'm
it
here
is.
For change. I'm scared for change.
I'm terrified for change.
That's like a normal.
It is my paycheck.
I know. That's like a normal thing to feel, though, as a human moving forward in society.
Yeah.
I think at some point we have to peak, right? At what point have we advanced to the point that we can advance? I think about this a lot.
I say it all the time. I feel like we are not meant to evolve.
Yeah, like, what is the breaking point? Or no. Think about sports, like skiing. I think about this all the time. I'm like, at what point has someone done the hardest trick of all time and we cannot top that
yep.
no matter how hard we try?
Yep.
Is that when the sport dies? Because
no.
Nobody could do that better?
I think about this also
but
in,
somehow,
this, in the scope of...
We keep doing it.
It's going like, the corporate world, too. Is like, they're always asking for growth and this. I'm like,
yeah.
what's your threshold?
At what point have
what's
we grown as much as we possibly can?
Well, like,
I think baseball,
about think about, like, sports that have been around forever.
Yes.
Like, baseball. Like,
yes.
It's just gotten better and better and better in terms of, like, you can hit the ball farther now.
Well, yeah.
But what have they done? They've taken away certain elements, right? The ball's changed. The bats have changed.
Right.
Like, the stadiums have changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They've pushed things back a little bit.
Like, they have to
the pitching rules have changed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you make adjustments to make it not allowed to do certain things,
right,
too.
Right.
So
it's interesting.
Speaking of sports... Did you guys know the rules of jousting before this film?
No.
Because I did not.
I still don't know if I totally
they explained
get
it.
It's just you stay
it
on
awesome.
The horse.
I thought it was
yeah,
awesome.
I was like, oh shit,
wait,
I've never known the jousting
rules.
Wait, they explain the rules?
Yeah, one of the guys, the count mentions, like, well, this is how you play. There's three matches. You get a point for
it's
this.
It's quick.
Two
forgot
points
about
for that.
Yeah.
Three for
it's,
this.
It's
and I was
quick.
Like, I never knew. I thought you had to go hit each other and call it a day.
Yeah, I thought it was like to death.
I thought that was so cool because it's like, you don't know something like that. And that's just
I
like
thought
a
that
little...
was a great way of adding it in.
Is jousting still a thing?
Yeah.
At medieval times.
Yeah.
Oh, true. But like real.
We should go to medieval. I've never been.
I'm so into that.
Oh, I would
never
love.
I love medieval times.
I would love to go.
All right, let's do that. That would be really fun.
Shall we go down the notes on Mike or can I go
oh,
through
yeah.
mine?
Go
or
ahead.
What?
Go through yours.
All right. I'm going to go down from the top. I never really write notes for these, but I felt it last night. So. same writer, producer, and director. What a credit. I go, ugh.
Still don't know his name.
The tear emoji. The ultimate sports form film is this. Be nice. Proceeds to threaten the worst pain. Matt is me.
Matt?
Wow. Sorry. His name is what?
Oh, Matt. Oh, yeah. That definitely associated him as you.
Yeah.
I think if this was the trio, who would be who then? You would be what?
I'm what?
Would I... I hate to like put myself as Heath, but I cannot not see you as Roland. I just can't.
Honestly, yeah.
I feel like I'd probably be Chaucer, if anything. No. Out there giving, given the spiel. I'd be like, and here she comes.
The number one.
Come on, that would totally be me.
So then she's Roland, and then who's William?
Maybe we don't have a William.
All right. We're just the trio that's just there.
Yeah. Or like I could Hudson's be William. William.
Yeah.
Oh, Hudson. I would run to the... Yeah, anyway.
Go on.
Okay. Wad is bad. He's the voice of Clayface. If Princess Bride was being made at the same time, this would be the vibe it'd have.
If there was a love story.
You want to touch him? Do you want to touch him? That line was so funny.
There are some good quotes.
I don't like this Jocelyn chick one bit.
Yeah, we were going back and forth.
Oh, shit. I've never known the actual jousting rules. What an introduction. I think Jeff Chaucer gave the best.
Oh, they were so good.
He
they were so was, good.
And that's, you know what else? Like, the writing, too.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
It has the same kind of vibes of Shakespeare in Love.
But it makes sense because he's a writer.
This movie is effortlessly funny. The feet in the love declaration. Oh, you know when like William is talking to Roland and they're like facing each other heads, but then in the middle is like Watt's feet just like in frame.
Yeah.
It's just so effortlessly funny.
Did you watch? I started watching the background. So I love watching the extras.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do. And in the beginning of the film when they're doing the...
Yeah.
I started watching the extras. There is some weird shit going on in
really?
The background. Actually, you should just rewatch the movie and just watch the extras. There's one shot of this guy that's just like like licking his lips aggressively, and then there's like,
I think
great.
That's probably intentional.
Oh, no, it has to be.
I just saw a random clip from Gossip Girl. I don't know if you've seen it. I saw it on Instagram reel just in passing. And it's an overhead shot of Blair, and she's walking through something. In the background, you see someone's not
without
wearing
a
second shoe.
Yes, I did see that.
What? Someone, I guess, it's a
barefoot
woman wearing heels, but one heel is on, the other shoe is just missing. And
she's
it's just
on her
like
tippy
a barefoot.
Toe. Just there.
It makes no sense,
dude. I don't know. How do you not catch that?
Where's the script soup?
Please go
anyway.
On.
this name, the Ulrich von Liechtenstein or whatever it is.
That was pretty funny.
Ugh. Why are the villains always counts? It's always a count for the villain.
Count Dracula.
Yeah. Chaucer with the dancing, just like Shakespeare in Love. Like
Chaucer
one,
was
two,
the best.
Three, whatever. God, I hope he ends up with Kate instead of Jocelyn.
Never happens.
You remind me of the Bible, he told her. I was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If someone told me I reminded them of the Bible, that's a
that whole
hard
letter
pass.
That they wrote was pretty funny though.
Give me a dance scene. Still don't like Jocelyn. Oh, yeah.
The letter they wrote to her, she's like, why does it sound like I'm dead? And all of them are writing to their dead relative. That was so funny. I was like, okay, this is good. This is good writing.
Oh, so the music when they're doing that dance scene.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's like a beat that repeats.
Yeah.
And it transitions into Kate hammering.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of great transitions.
That edit choice, I was like, that's a good editor
there. Yes. I noticed a few of those that were really good.
I think this was your like most favorite movie we've seen.
No. Princess Bride.
Well,
yeah.
Other than Princess Bride.
Do
you like it more than Princess Diaries?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Obviously. you can't give
no,
me
no, you know what? I still pick Princess Diaries over this because I would rewatch Princess Diaries before I watch this again. The upside down Nike sign.
Yes, that I was so confused by that. I was like, are we insinuating that she goes on to be Nike, or are we saying?
I think that like was it, but it's just such a funny.
She's a blacksmith, and she made his armor, and her sign was the Nike logo, and I was like,
two Nike logos upside down.
But it was just so funny and abrupt that I was like, that is hilarious.
Oh, that is product.
It gave me like
the
Holy Grail
product placement
vibe
too.
Yeah.
The stunt doubles are amazing. Prince Edward can get it.
Love Prince Edward. That was one of my favorite parts.
He was sweet.
Yep.
He changed his stars.
Oh, yeah, with the dad.
And then what an ending for the count. 8 out of 10.
It was fun. I had a really good time.
Those are my notes. Thank you for staying through that.
Here, let me
read Mike's because I didn't even know he was taking notes. He was laying down.
He always takes notes.
But I thought he was playing on his phone at one point, and I was like, oh, is he like not into it? But I think he was into
it. Did he like it?
I think so. I didn't even talk to him about it after. We kind of just watched it and then went to bed. All right, A Knight's Tale. I really thought he'd lose the first jousting match with a sad face. I don't know why he wanted that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The modern music is a bit odd. He hated the music.
Really?
That's so weird.
And I was like, this is great. I was like, okay, take yourself out of this. And I think that was the problem. He put in quote, cats, meat, and hot wine. What the fuck? I have no idea what that's
referencing. Oh, the guy was, he was like one of those, you know, in a sports thing, there's always like hot dogs.
Oh,
this guy was like cat's meat, Hot wine. I didn't even pick up on that. I was like, who would drink hot wine?
That's actually really fucking funny.
There was a lot of like little...
So I'm saying effortlessly funny.
Yeah.
How does Sir William get so mad at the girl he's so in love with? I don't think he understood the vibe either. He put a lot of things in quote. I don't understand women, nor do I, but they understand us.
Oh, that's what Chaucer said to Kate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or no, or why? And he goes, maybe not you.
Okay, fair enough. Waiting for the plot twist when Jocelyn finds out he's not a knight. Yes, that was bound to happen. The boys are back in town playing when they arrive in England, .. He didn't even make any notes after that. Men in their pride. William, listen to the woman you love. Aw, look at Mike being a nobleman. Stubborn ass still goes to joust. What's Adamer? Adamer? Oh, is that the bad guy?
Adamar, yeah.
Exposing Adamar. William before the champion joust. What a wimp. Sir William bailed out by the king. He deserved more food thrown at him for being a stubborn ass. And then the last note, the writer really turned his life around and paid his weight in gold 100 times over. Oh, Chaucer. Yeah, he...
Yeah, Chaucer was like one of the best characters.
Oh, he was my favorite.
Him and Watt were my favorite ones, yeah, hands same, down. Same. With Roland as a kill... I feel like William was my least favorite character, even though it's Heath.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He was the worst, too.
He's like, I don't really care about him, but everybody else, like...
Yep.
In this movie, the side characters shine.
Which I love. I love a good movie like that. It's the same in Princess Bride. Like, I love the two main characters, but the three, like, you know, bandits yeah. are mm-hmm. the best part. Mm-hmm. Like, those... I love movies
that's
like
why
that.
I feel like that's... it's in the same vein of a Princess Bride.
Yeah, I just want another movie like this so bad now.
They're not gonna make it, but...
it's not gonna happen.
If it was made in this... In 2023, they would have four follow-up movies, and it would be
true.
A movie about this and like they just and they can't let a movie like this just be.
I also feel like comedy today, the way comedy is written today is a little heavy-handed.
Yes,
it's whereas so heavy-handed.
Back in the day, so they'll give you the too. Joke if you got it, you got it. If you didn't,
moving on. Yeah, exactly.
And this now, they'll give you the joke and they'll hammer it a little more. But like, did you get that joke?
No,
I made a funny. Did you see it?
I made another funny that's similar to the funny that I just
that
made.
I made. Like, yeah, you didn't hear it. Let me say it again in case you missed it.
When you look at the difference between like Girl Meets World and Boy Meets World. And how different cringy. The writing is. Girl Meets World is like hammering you over the head with like, this is the point of this episode, where Boy Meets World is like, this is life. And it's like, the difference there is just like mind boggling.
They just like lost the plot.
I miss how our old shows used to give us like the...
They treated us like adults more. They like
just adults, but they treated us like we had a brain.
Yeah, they trusted us. I feel like nowadays with kids shows, I think they're more like... this is what we're telling you and like we have to like say this like it's really really interesting.
But then I think they like I think there's such a focus on like everything needing to have a like
meaning
yeah. And some of those episodes didn't.
I know.
Like they were just funny.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like they were just what they were.
Like let me not think about life for a minute as a kid. That would
it
be great.
It was like
thank
some
you.
Of them were like yeah some of them had meaning, but like there was also a good handful of them that weren't.
Yeah,
or the meaning, or like the lesson was
lessons.
Like don't fucking punch your friend.
Yeah.
It was like not
I think the lessons
that deep.
The lessons now are extra
are too deep.
Deep.
Yeah. They're so
that
deep.
It's like I don't think every
I get
day
that
is like
that some
for
kids
kid.
For sure need to hear it, and like some things should have this realm.
But
of
I
things,
wonder if it's also
I don't think
because
it needs to
like
be all of it.
I wonder if they just felt like there wasn't enough lessons for us growing up, which
maybe.
We had enough.
Maybe.
But maybe they thought it wasn't the right lessons, and now they want to make sure the kids today get the lessons no matter what they...
Or they trusted that it would be done in the home, and now they're
seeing
that
now
that's
I can't
not
trust
happening.
Parents, yeah. So.
Which I get. All right, well, A Knight's Tale, anything else you want to add? Did you have any facts or what? Like,
no.
Usually you come with some facts.
No, but... She likes it. That's all that matters.
No, I honestly just, like the movie, so I didn't even
good.
Think about...
Well, I liked it too, Erica.
I liked it a lot.
Let's see if they have any like little
for my first
things.
Time ever seeing it.
What does it have on Rotten Tomatoes? I'm so curious.
I don't know. On IMDb, it's like 6.9.
Wow, it's kind of low. I thought it would be much higher.
No one trusts like IMDb.
What
I feel
was
like...
Heath's last movie before he passed? Do we know?
Wasn't
was it Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Was it a
Dark
Knight? That's so fucking sad. He has a daughter too.
Does like, he?
Yeah, with Michelle Williams.
What?
I learned this last night. I was losing my
I
mind.
I didn't know that.
She's 18 now.
Michelle Williams, I think, wrote the or narrated the audiobook for the new Britney Spears book. Are we doing that, by the way?
We should.
We should.
People are asking. The new Britney Spears book. Maybe that'll be what we come back from.
It's gonna be by the time we come back, it's not gonna be in the news anymore.
Just a heads up, we are going on a hiatus soon. I don't know when you're gonna be.
This is really fun.
Okay, cool. go ahead.
Director Brian Hedgeland once said in an interview that he used modern music in the movie to show modern audiences what people felt about their music. When true Renaissance music is used in modern movies, it fails to convey the emotional response people back then had to the music back then.
I love that. That's great.
That's a great way to like think
explain
about
it. Yeah.
That's really cool. Thank you for that fact. See, you came through and now she's trying to find more. Don't force it.
Okay. just keep scrolling the rest of the episode.
Anyway, we are going to be going on a hiatus soon. You know the drill. This is what, our third year doing this?
Yeah. If you've been here since the beginning, you know that we take a hiatus around the Christmas time break and we come back in the new year. So we'll probably, I think we're planning to be back around February.
What, Erica?
There was a period about a year that Geoffrey Chaucer's life when historians have no record of what happened to him. This film is supposed to be set in that year.
That's cool, actually.
I like that.
These are great facts.
That's why he showed up fucking naked and all fucked up.
So Paul Bettany's nude scene was shot on his very first day in front of a crowd.
That's so funny, though. That's,
he did so well.
I like that.
I loved his character.
I like that fact. That's really great.
I loved how he and the other like announcers were sort of like having their own little like bickering things. Like, nice job. Yeah. Anyway, we're all here.
Anyway, we'll be back in the new year. I don't know when this is going to get released, so there might be another one coming next
week. This is kind of nice. Some of the extras that were used were homeless people from Prague.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I hope they paid them. I'm sure they did.
That sounds nice until I find out they paid them and fed them.
Watch
and
the extras next time.
Wait, these are all good. Heath Ledger knocked out one of director Brian Hedgeland's front teeth with a broomstick when the two were demonstrating a jousting move. It was several months before Hedgeland's mouth had healed enough to repair the damage.
Damn.
He said it was only the only jousting injury during the film.
I love that little extra tidbit at the end. All right, Erica, let me know when you're done and then I'll close this out.
I did like that scene where he like follows Jocelyn into the church with a horse. It's like,
yeah,
you've desecrated the house of God.
Mike was laughing at that
one. The sound of the horse's hooves were produced using coconuts.
That's cool.
On Charles Maine's garage
Foley floor. Artists are so
the coolest
amazing.
People in the world.
So amazing.
I wanted to be a Foley artist when I like that
did,
was my
did you see
job.
The one for A Quiet Place? They did a whole video behind
no,
the
I
scenes.
Haven't.
Oh, it's
I would love
they were
to
twisting
do that.
Celery.
One of my favorite classes that I had in film school was audio.
Was Foley mm-hmm. work. Yeah,
because we did a whole it. Foley thing. We had to like go out in the streets of Florida and like get Foley sounds. So at the end I was like, I'm missing one more sound, and I went to my best friend. I was like, listen, pop a hole in that bottle, I'm about to get a pee sound. And I literally did, and we weren't the only ones that did it. I think like four kids in our class did pee sounds.
Oh my gosh,
my
I love that.
Final project for my like advanced audio class in college was a 10-minute South Park episode that I had to add in all of the Foley sound.
That's so cool.
That's a
so
fun
cool.
one.
See, if in another life I would have gotten way more.
I was
sound
doing
design.
Our audio classes were a lot of like dealing with the mixers and like learning how to use them out. Like if I was on.
So you went to like a real film school.
Ours was real.
I had to record
you had equipment.
I had to record all that in studio.
Nice.
Yeah, we didn't have like a
we didn't do that.
We didn't have like a studio or anything. We just had to like kind of make it up as we went.
I know? Honestly, I was so privileged.
What up,
Keen? Sound stages.
Yeah, but you
full
paid
on
for
sound
it.
I am
still,
still
paying
for
it. So that's where it
Thank
comes in.
Thank you.
All right, let's wrap this up, Erica. Last one.
Several of the knights' names were in fact real, but just from different time periods.
That's cool. What would your knight name be? It's got to be a quiz you could take. Your knight name is.
Holy
your
shit. The aerial shot of London includes a medieval version of the London Eye. It was a model, not CGI, and it cost $500,000.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot for just
your
a
knight
shot.
Name is the name of your first pet and the type of wood your door
name?
Is.
Not the door.
Woody Oak. Or no,
is
what,
your
Woody?
Is your door oak?
Your, wait,
Maddie
your first,
Oak.
I was gonna say your first pet's name was Woody. No. That would be really
my
funny.
First pet. I think it was Pee Wee.
I don't know what kind of door I have. It's definitely not oak.
Mine's definitely plastic kind of thing. It's not a good door.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us talk about
so
A Knight's Tale. If you've seen this movie.
Put them away.
Yeah, put it away. If you've seen Knight's Tale and you want to tell us about your experience watching the movie, then follow us on Instagram. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES.
You're so good at this.
Thank you. Click the link in the link tree. You can find us on YouTube.
YouTube.
Subscribe to us there if you want to watch us talk about things. And yeah. We love you, and we'll see you next week, maybe. Bye.
Bye.